and there are 105 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1787, the U.S. Constitution was completed and signed by a majority of delegates attending the convention in Philadelphia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. Wow, it's September 17th, Sunday once again, and I'm Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Linda, and Red.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's on an unfunded sum of Circle of Hell, mainstream prostitutes, politicians, banksters, doom and gloom. Cats and dogs living together in sin.
Okay. All right. Hold the bus.
Sitting there watching city council and Reading down there trying to re-raise Gozer or whatever it is.
That's right. Are you the gatekeeper?
Are you the gatekeeper? Brent Weaver's the keymaster.
He's the keepmaster in the gate. Yeah, there you have it. And I don't think Sigourney Weaver's in the mix. So, anyway.
Although we could use her around to go alien on him.
Well, there is that. we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. I had somebody try to friend me this morning. It was interesting. I don't think that she was friending me for my knowledge.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Me neither. We'll leave that one totally alone.
I have to show it to you. It's like, whoa. I'm not sure Facebook allows that. Anyway, you can go to the Reading Patriots meeting. Sorry. It kind of surprised me even.
There's no sex.
Yeah, that was it. I like big butt, black butts, and I cannot lie. Sorry.
Sick little monkey.
Oh, boy. No, it's bad when I'm just sitting here shaking my head.
Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane. I believe Erin Reznor is going to be there this week.
She is.
And she's running for city council based on whether it's after the recall or even in the general election, because somebody got to go.
More than somebody.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few somebodies. A
couple somebodies that have what it takes to get rid of some other somebodies.
And they're not going to Denny Land.
No.
Well, let's hope not.
I think that was racist, but I'm not really sure
do
anymore.
Do not go to retirement.
Because,
do
you
not
know,
collect
I'm
your
not
pension.
Sure what racism is anymore because, you know, some kind of professor out of college says that white marble's racist now. White clouds are racist.
Well, Portland School District says peanut butter and jelly is racist. Everything is racist. Everything is racist according to me.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And we've got a show. We're gonna dive into this one a little more in depth, I guarantee it. Let's see. What else we got on our plates? Do you have any announcements?
I do. We got several coming up. All right. To start with, the Veterans Historical Association Military History and Combat Vehicles Show is coming up September 23rd and 4th, and that will be one block south of Wind River. So, again, that's coming up next weekend. So you may want to go down there and check that out. And then, of course, we got the stand down coming in October. That's 26th, 27th, and 28th, and that's at the fairgrounds. And then they're going to have another military vehicle show September 30th through October 1st at Benton Air. And I believe that's up here.
Up at the airport.
Right.
I believe it's the second time they've done it. I think they did it last year.
Yeah, I think so.
About this time.
So they always have some cool stuff at these shows. Especially for the kids that's never seen military vehicles and stuff like that. There's some pretty cool stuff out there. Yeah.
Very cool.
And then, of course, November 4th is the Veterans Day Parade out at Shasta Lake. And that starts at 10 a.m. So we got
best
a lot
of...
Best
one in all of Jefferson.
Yes, the best one in California.
I think...
in California might be the point. It's about the only one left in California.
Also... We have the Harvest Liberty Fest, Harvest Moon Liberty Fest. That's on October 7th.
Yep.
And that's going to be at Anderson River Park Amphitheater.
It'll be a good time.
It will be free. Opens at 12 noon. Music starts at 2 p.m. Special guests are Mark Baird, Erin Reznor, Melissa Hunt. Alcohol provided by Anderson Rotary.
Alrighty. Yeah, we're going to
have
some fun now.
Yeah.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Food provided by... I got to blow it up here because it's not staying. Okay, by Good Times Pizza. Food by Good Times Pizza. And also by American Barbecue Grill Company. And Tony... Is that Tony Wynn? I'm having a hard time because my stupid phone won't stay...
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the advertisement.
I got it.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of people on stage, too. We got...
and there's like 11 different bands. Yeah.
All kinds of different
I don't even
music.
Know who all they are. Yeah. We got Travis Rowdy, Motor City Riot. I can't read some of these things because I got this on my phone, and I'm trying to blow it up.
Black Mountain Bandits.
Aldrin's. looks like Dracula? No, Drella? What is that? Drella? I'm not sure. Maybe somebody can clarify that out of the chat.
But anyway, there's going to be a lot going on that day, folks.
A bunch of stuff and a lot of good fun. And come out and support the state of Jefferson because the state of California is kind of falling apart at the seams, believe it or not. Have you checked lately? What's going on down there?
No.
I know. It's crazy. We're just, remember the days when I was called Chicken Little. the sky is not falling. I wonder who said that. I'm not going to mention any names, but
it doesn't help.
There's no problem with the pensions and all that stuff. There's no problem. My actuary said that it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We know who that is, right?
We know exactly who that was. Can't hit a baseball.
It was either Katharine Hepburn or Three Strike Sullivan. I'm not sure which.
Have you seen my baseball? Where's my baseball?
I like tater tots. But anyway, it's getting crazy out there. The quote of the day, which we haven't been doing for a while because we've been so busy, but I think it's pretty appropriate. The sword you put in the hand of government, or the hands of government, to protect you, will easily become the sword that cuts you down. That's Chris Ann Hall. I think people are starting to realize that government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time, and that's why we put together a government based on godly principles and limited government so that they wouldn't get out of control and take over.
Well, that's even the Meat Muppets over there at the Record Searchlight are starting to figure out, hey, there might be a pension problem.
I'm sorry. The Meat Muppets got me this morning.
It's been my word the last couple of weeks, Meat Muppets.
The Meat Muppets. Oh, my. I do want to say something serious here before we get going too much farther. I wanted to acknowledge Paul Woodward Woody. His ceremony was yesterday. And we wanted to acknowledge that and say, do a shout out to Lori and just let him know that we appreciated knowing Woody and what a great guy he was. And
we will be taking him out to IGO tomorrow.
And he will be missed.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We will be taking him out at 2:00 is when services are out at IGO, but we will be escorting him out. And actually, he will be riding in a Corvette. His son's Corvette that he never got to ride in, so
cool.
That's what we're doing.
I have to apologize. I let Linda go yesterday because somebody had to watch the kids, so I figured it might as well be me and let her go. Otherwise, I'd have loved to have gone. I've been honored in going for to show respect, but anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, Woody was a great guy. We all loved him. Okay, let's see. Where do we go now? Well, I mean, maybe we want to talk about racism a little bit.
Just a little bit or,
Maybe a lot. I don't know. I mean, maybe you could get that clip up from Charles Barkley for me.
Sure.
Bob. And I think this guy actually has a brain. And, I don't mean that disrespectfully. I think the guy's right dead on in this particular thing, which is kind of unusual, I must say, for a world-class athlete or a former world-class athlete.
Well, old Chuck has always been known for speaking his mind, too.
Yeah, he calls him as he sees him. It's not like this politically correct garbage. So go ahead and play it, Bob. And I wanted to hear what Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, have to say.
I'm not going to waste my time worrying about these Confederate statues. That's wasted energy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep doing great things. I'm going to keep trying to make a difference, number one, in the black community because I'm black, but I'm also going to try to do good things in the world. I'm not going to waste my time screaming at a neo-Nazi who's going to hate me no matter what, and I'm not going to waste my time trying to worry about these statues that they got all over the country.
So do you leave them up and ignore them?
I've always ignored them. Rick, I'm 54 years old. I've never thought about those statues a day in my life. I think if you ask most black people, to be honest, they ain't thought a day in their life about those stupid statues. What we as black people need to do, we need to worry about getting our education. We need to stop killing each other. We need to try to find a way to have more economic opportunity and things like that. Don't waste. Those things are important and significant. I'm wasting time and energy screaming at a neo-Nazi or, man, you got to take this statue down.
Well, Charles just became a white racist supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how crazy this is. And now he's an Oreo cookie, Uncle Tom, you know, because he's telling you the truth. The real deal is that you have to take personal responsibility. You have to get control over your life. You have to educate yourself, work hard at something, and be a positive asset in the community, not only to help yourself, but the community as well. And how you do that is you actually provide something to the community that benefits the community that then can benefit yourself.
And stop voting for the guys that are keeping you on the plantation because they tell you you're not smart enough or good enough to get off.
That's right. There is a propaganda war being waged in the media and on YouTube and, you know, all these other social media places. The word racism is, serving the same purpose today that the word McCarthyism did in the 1960s. It has no bearing on reality, but repeated loudly enough, often enough, and backed by authority of the mass media, it is intended to discredit and silence anyone who opposes the leftist agenda. Okay? Now, there was a YouTube. You can go to this YouTube, and it's called Is This Racist? And they actually hung a white child on stage. That's not racist. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. So I thought I'd give you this primer, a handy guide to the language of the alt-left, the far left, as to what racism is. And, let's start with fascism. Anyone I disagree with is the definition of Nazi is someone I really disagree with. White supremacist? Someone I disagree with who is white. Internalized misogyny? Someone who I disagree with is a woman. Low information voter? Someone I disagree with who is in working class. A xenophobe? Someone I disagree with about immigration. Islamophobe? Someone I disagree with about Islam. I didn't even know this one. Transphobe? Someone I disagree with who understands biology. Post-truth world. I mean, there's all these labels, there's all these attacks, and they all have the same exact pattern, which is disagreeing with the left because they have an agenda. It's like Jerry Brown down here, Jerry Brownshirt. He's down here and he passes these laws, AB 109 and what was the last one, 57 or whatever?
Yeah,
Prop 57, yeah. Where he just relabels everybody that is a criminal as a not criminal. Yeah. And
that's not illegal anymore.
No,
that's only kind of illegal.
If you rape somebody and they're, unconscious, that's not a violent act. Read the bill. So that's just an accident, right? All of this is just an accident.
Yeah.
It's because they don't understand.
It's right out of the communist playbook.
Yeah, it's just
destroy the language, destroy the culture, destroy the history, seize control of the means of production. It's right out of the playbook.
You're a racist, aren't you? You too are a racist.
No, I just don't like communists. I don't care what color they are. They're all pink to me.
See, let's come down to this, like, about immigration. You know, I posted this little meme or whatever they call them. I'm not against immigration. I'm against an invasion of illegal aliens who are flooding my country and leeching off my tax dollars. See, but that would qualify me as a racist, according to... I disagree with the fact that we should just have an open border policy.
Well, to accuse you of being racist because you're opposed to illegal immigrants would apply that illegal immigrants come from only one race or culture, which is probably about the most racist thing I've heard.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like the sanctuary city crap with Jerry Brown Pants down there. And, the businesses are moving out, but they counter with, but there's more people moving in. So it's really almost a one-for-one thing. Okay, let's see. So the businesses are moving out. Who's moving in?
The freeloaders.
The guys who want government cheese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The freeloaders.
People that are being issued their rights, which are no longer rights but become privileges by the government.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Because, you know, I would rather, you know, be taken care of by government than taken care of by myself as a free man who actually produces and creates a benefit to society so that we can all live better and pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. No, I would rather just go to California and illegally enter and then get on the cheese factory welfare program and, you know, become dependent. So I have to vote Democrat because that's the way things should be in a open society.
It was my fault.
With that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in and talk about something, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving a cow. Boy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. Make sure to do regular maintenance and trimming of shrubbery and bushes at your home or residence. Reducing cover is a key in deterring potential burglars. This is your North State Security Moment of the Day. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Citizens of Reading, have you had enough yet? Having your neighbors, family members, or yourself being physically harassed, abused, or stolen from must have you thinking enough is enough. Send the message that we cannot wait any longer. Sign the petitions that will let the voters shift the direction and future of our community. Signature Gathering will be available at three locations on Tuesday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vacant Raley's on Hartnell, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center, San Francisco Deli, 2395 Athens Avenue, and 3276 Bocelli Lane, the Country Club Shopping Center. Let Tuesday, the 19th of September, be the day you started to make shift happen in your community. ShastaCountyUnited.com. Make the effort to register because transparency and accountability matter.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good stuff there, Brimhill. That's a red pick. And we are a collaborative effort here at Sovereign Minds. There's no question about it. So anyway, we've got another clip coming up here I want to play. And it's from, what's his name, Bob?
Chad Prather.
Chad Prather, I'm sorry. And this guy's good. Yeah, we're going to play a couple clips today, but this one is about racism, and we thought it was appropriate to the discussion. So whenever you're ready, Bob, go ahead and play around.
So there's a University of Iowa professor that said recently that using white marble in classical artwork was racist. And she also said that it created white supremacist ideas today. Now, today, it would seem that everything has become racist. It doesn't matter what you say, what you believe, where you live, who you live with, or who you love. If you are white, you are racist. And if you happen to be white, the only way to get around being thought racist is by accusing other whites of their racism. You've also got to apparently link every white thing in the world to racism, too. So in my house, we passed a few new rules. There's a new law. From now on, there will be no milk, flour, eggs, mayonnaise, or bread. You can eat a banana, but not if you peel away the yellow skin to reveal its evil white privileged interior. And the same goes for apples and coconuts. We're not going to fold fitted sheets like Martha White, and we won't watch Golden Girls with Betty White. In fact, I need both of those races to change their names. I'm disappointed that I grew up in a house where my dad wore tidy whiteys. Mostly whitey. Look. I don't even know what that means. Tidy. Won't let nothing in or out. Why's whitey gotta be so tidy? That's racist. And toilet paper be gone. We're done with your quilted layers of soft whiteness. We can, however, take a dump in the white toilet and give it what it deserves. You know what? I'm really sick of the man in the moon looking piously down on me with his shiny, smug, white, racist face. Seriously, I'm done. No more baby powder, sugar, salt, styrofoam, ice cream, whipped cream, Clorox, bleach, ice, toothpaste, or Elmer's glue. If it's cold outside, you better hold your breath and get the paper out of the printer, throw out the dental floss, and get rid of any ghost. I'm sick to death of the whiteness, folks. Who said cocaine? Look here. Why are there white lines on the side of the road? What are they trying to keep in? It's confining and oppressive. Have you seen Anderson Cooper's hair? Who knew that hair could be so racist? And there will be no Florida Georgia Line music played anywhere near me ever. Not because they're racist, but because they suck. But they are white, and I'm quite certain that plenty of racist things have been seen, done, heard, or thought along the border of Florida and Georgia. So get out of my life, please. That's right, folks. The only way to vanquish racism from our world is to eradicate all things white, right? If Forget that the real problems out there may be issues of the heart, you know, that thing inside of you that pumps the same red blood that runs through all of our veins. Maybe we need to change our mindsets, adjust our brains, which, by the way, look the same in every head regardless of skin pigmentation. Or we can just keep pointing fingers at all the externals, like white marble statues or Civil War monuments, political differences, flags, banners, accents, and skin tones, and falsely say they're to blame as a result. We'll take one more lap to nowhere. I love y'all. God bless. I'm going to throw away some white stuff. Here's a Facebook post.
Who said cocaine?
That was a great rant.
Chad Prather.
Chad Prather. Yeah, we got more coming in from Chad. He's a new internet star. He's quite the guy. He can really call it as he sees it, and he can ramble on for quite a uninterrupted session of a monologue. So, excuse me. Well, let's see. What can we add to the pile on the racist crap here? It just makes you wonder. So. How anybody could be this stupid and believe this shit. I'm sorry.
Oopsie.
I think that was supposed to be prefaced with bull. Yeah, is that, you know, so.
Bull crap, yes.
Yeah, bull crap. That was bull crap. I'm sorry. You know, yes. I didn't have enough coffee.
No S-bombs.
No S-bombs. Bob's over there hovering like a samurai warrior going into battle over the button. Ninja Bob.
You keep me on my toes, Mark.
The U.S.
Frank says I'm doing a good job.
That's right. Because there's like moves. I'm seeing the Bruce Lee stuff, you know, where he's enter the dragon thing, you know, and the hands are going by.
Somebody's going to keep us on the straight and
narrow. Okay.
Wait a minute. Did he just say that? He did.
Yeah. It took him a second, though. He was like, wahap!
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the U.S.
You go back and listen on our archives if you want to hear the whole uncensored thing.
There you go. Perfect. U.S. Congress overwhelmingly approved a resolution against white nationalism. What is white nationalism? We're not really sure.
I'm confused.
Is it anything that is prefaced with the word white, or is it other things too?
Well, let's see. White nationalists were Nazis, but I don't know that they were necessarily racist in the classical sense of how modern-day Americans think of it, because they killed white folks, too.
But they were disconnected from being racist because they were socialists, and we don't want to make that connection.
How could they be socialists? I thought Nazis were right-wing.
They have to be right-wing fascist in order to, you know, make the narrative work.
Wait, you mean Nazi short for National Socialists?
No, it's, you know, what it is they adopted Rudyard Kipling's symbol. You know, this is like a rikki-tikki-tavi thing. And then they put that on these flags, and then they just started killing everybody that disagreed with them. Wow, I think that's the definition of fascism.
Yeah, weird. Strange.
Only they took it a step further. They didn't call you a fascist just because you disagreed with them. What happens are, you know, you call them a fascist, they kill you. We got a caller?
Well, Janie from Anderson called in, didn't want to go on the air, but said she's really enjoying the show and wanted to say another thing that is now racist is cotton.
Cotton. Cotton, eh? Yeah, okay. We got it. You and that damn cotton crap. You know what I'm talking about, that picking stuff.
Yeah, the stuff most of us are wearing at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff you poke in your ears in the morning and pull out that that earwax.
I'm not sure what that gesture was over here that Robert's doing.
I know,
but,
Robert's over here.
He's in his own little world. We were talking about cotton, and now he's on something else.
I'm just getting notice in the chat room that Dan Lev from the BLM, he was the head out there at Bunkerville. He was behind some other things in Utah that led to innocent people's death. Has officially been fired. Now it's time to hold him accountable.
The next step is handcuffs.
Yeah.
Firing, Dan Love, Greg handcuffs. Gretzing,
the guys that killed Lavoy, all of them.
Handcuffs, prison, I'm not your mommy.
Yeah. Bye, Dan, scumbag.
Yeah. Well, with that, going back to our racist rant, the guy that ran for vice president under Hillary Rodham Crooken, Clinton.
What's your new book called? What Happened?
What Happened?
Like, what Happened?
I don't have a clue.
And then Trump's coming out with a new book.
I lost my mind.
Trump just is now coming out with a new book to answer that and says, I did. It's everybody else's fault. The racists, the white supremacists, the American people who dumped down voters. It was Bernie Sanders.
Don't forget the Russians.
The Russians.
I gotta forgot get about them. In there.
You know, Trump could almost title that book, You Did.
No, you are.
You are. Yeah.
So,
well, that's you know this what's her name, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new press. I love our new press
She's
secretary.
She's great. Yeah.
She doesn't play around. She doesn't fart with words.
I think she needs like one of those little sign things like you get at the ball games with the big hands, only with one finger sticking up. And you just have it on a stick there, and every time someone talks out of the press, you just hold it up. You know, you don't even have to say. There's no sound bites.
Yeah. Well, that's like the other day during a press conference, one of the reporters asked, Will the president consider Barry Sanders' proposal about this and that? And she said,
Barry Sanders? The running back for Detroit?
Yeah, wrong Sanders.
Bernie
Sanders, not Barry Sanders. Sorry, Barry Sanders. I actually used to love watching you run the football. So Bernie, they asked about Bernie Sanders' economic ideas and stuff. And I loved her answer. She goes, well, I think the American people spoke loud and clear what they thought about Barry Sanders. Yeah. Bernie Sanders' idea. He's not sitting in the White House.
Well, his campaign slogan should have been, give me your stuff, I'll take care of you. You know? It's true. So, when asked about his son's activity, Tim Kaine, former running mate of Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, when asked about his son's arrest for, you know, I don't know, what was it, lighting smoke bombs at a Trump rally, you know, at the Minnesota State Capitol, misdemeanor charge. He's taking part in these Antifa activities against Trump supporters. And
in California, you could get a ticket for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not a criminal if you're destroying property or killing people. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, depends.
Do they draw the line at killing people? I'm not sure.
It depends.
So.
In California.
They said that, you know, they signed this resolution, this bipartisan. Anytime it's bipartisan, that means establishment crap. Mm-hmm. This resolution Wednesday condemning white nationalists, white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and other hate groups. Who are the other hate groups?
Yeah, let's name them.
Yeah, let's name them. Anybody you don't like?
You know, how about Black Lives Matters that murders police officers?
No, they're black.
No.
See, it's like you're like one of those guys, man. I seen you down at the pool hall where you say, you know something, the eight ball's black. You notice how the white ball is the cue ball and it keeps and then you win the game if you hit the black ball into the pocket.
Okay.
That makes you a racist. You're a billionaire.
Racist.
Yeah, racist.
I've got racist napkin here, their beige color.
Oh well those are you know, mulatto napkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more white people.
No more white people. You know, I was like, remember what was funny when Eddie Murphy did this skit on Saturday Night Live and he said, kill all the white boy. Kill Whitey. That was funny then.
Yeah.
Not so funny now.
Well, my question is who's racist when you get rid of all the white people? Who's next?
Well, anybody that disagrees with the government and the communists.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny how they can switch things around because it used to be that all the Democrats were the racists. In fact, they supported the Klan, the Klan rally.
I was going to say they still are.
They're the ones that voted to have the whole Civil War thing, keep them slaves. But now they're the good guys because of a nice media advertisement blitz since the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever it started.
What about Hillary Clinton's private mentor, the Robert Byrd, the grand wizard of the KKK? That guy.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to know that anyhow.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe this whole... You ever seen any of the Clinton campaign buttons back from Arkansas, y'all?
Oh, yeah. They were flying the stars and bars and all kinds of crap.
Yep.
Yeah, but that wasn't racist then because they were trying to get elected, you know, and they had to pander to the Southern vote, the Southern white vote. And you know, quite frankly, anybody that'll vote for them so that they can get in the seat of power so that they can squash everybody equally.
Of course, according to a couple of friends of mine that I know in Arkansas, they never really liked Hillary down there. Always thought of her as a snooty Yankee witch.
Well, there's that part, you know. You know.
I was just thinking, I'm not quite sure. I think they may have said something a little bit different.
Yeah, but Bob would have hit the button.
I know. Just saying.
I don't know. Is bitch a bad word?
Well, no, you can say that.
Oh.
There you go. You are okay.
Okay. Well, then they thought of her as a snooty Yankee bitch.
It's the truth is known now. It's the C one you can't use. You know.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I figured that was a little over the top. I would have said it.
That's for Nancy anyway. But,
you know, I'm going to try to get you when you're turned the other way, Bob, so you have to make the wheel
nobody
in position.
Nobody liked Hillary's, even her husband.
Well, you know, that's because, you know, her husband actually liked women that, you know, like men.
Didn't have teeth down there.
This was locker room talk.
That lady scares me.
Would you
man.
Please behave while I answer the phone?
Okay.
I'll try.
He's on the phone. He's distracted. Now
get him.
You take him low. I'll take him high. If he gets up, we'll get him again.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's just the nonsense of it all.
Well, it's all political BS for an agenda. You know, while the unsuspecting, uneducated sit there and pander to the government and keep putting these idiots in power that take more and more rights away from everybody, because once you can take Whitey's rights, you can take Blackie's rights too. Well, I didn't think of that. Wow, that's what a concept.
I'd argue they already kind of did that.
Yeah. So you better get back in the field, boy, because otherwise Massa will want to whip you.
Mm-hmm. Racist.
Yeah. Only I was talking to the white guy.
Oh, okay.
So that's not racist.
There's a white guy on the phone for you right now.
I don't know. Let's screen him out. Let's screen him, Bob, because if he starts talking any of that stuff like common sense and the Constitution and freedom and we're all equal, you know, I'm not sure I can put up with much of that crap today.
Racists.
He's one of your fellow radio hosts.
Oh, let's be Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Who is it? Yeah. Is this a surprise?
You guys are amazing. We need to have some sort of dictionary, Bob, on what words we can use and what words we can't use. Now, we do know that one thing we can call, maybe somebody like, some people have called James Gallagher a cat, affectionate name, starting with a P and ending with a Y. We have to have words we can use. Like,
Black flake? How about black flake? What can call him a black flake?
How about we just call him what he is, a liar and a fat mouth? Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we need a dictionary. I mean, you guys maybe can come up with that on words
we can use
and just use them all, and we'll know, because you'll get bleeped on the ones you won't. We can make a note, and then we can use that, because we should have freedom of speech, right?
How about saying James Gallagher is testicularly impaired?
I know. Well, but he's right, though. We could start it. We could start a new dictionary, and instead of Obamics, it can be Raceomics. And that.
Well, there you go. See, I was glad I could start that dialogue, because I think it's really important, you know, that we do that, because we have a lot of these people that are supreme dams. And they're fools. And so the thing is, we have to be careful on how we say this, because we don't want to get bleaked, but we have to be a little more frank, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm going in. I'm going in, Terry.
All right, buddy. Well, then I'm going to get off, because I want to hear the definitions. This is going to be good.
we're gonna have to think about this for a while, though.
Something.
Yeah, we'll come.
Okay, well, maybe next hour.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Okay, so instead.
All right, buddy.
Instead of white, what can we substitute for white?
visually impaired. I don't know.
Do I have to bleep white now?
Yeah, you have to bleep white now because white is the new black.
And you better do it with a black button.
Fortunately, I have a black button.
Yeah, black button. Now, if we called that, you know, the N button, then we would be in trouble. But if it's the white button that is black,
would that be the bigot button?
That's the bigot button.
Yeah, the bigot button.
It's getting bigot. It's getting bigger on the bigot button.
I'm so confused.
I know. Is it black? Is it white? I'm not sure. What am I going to do? I'm not sure if I like snowflakes anymore.
I need a safe place.
White clouds are out.
Well, aren't snowflakes racist?
Who said cocaine?
Who said cocaine, man? Well, wouldn't that make snowflakes racist? They're white.
Right. Peruvian flake is no longer on the agenda.
Oh, man, no more Colombian marching dust?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now we could food color it. Then it would be, then it wouldn't be
racist. At the rate we're going, we're going to have to get two producers in here for this show, one to hold their hand over the button and the other to answer the phones.
We could put out the first
item. I take it we got callers on the line
on
this one.
Oh, we got callers, yes.
We could put out the first environmentally friendly tie-dyed crack rock.
Round Mountain Bob?
That's right. That's right. We could sell them. They would
it could be blue.
They would be pet crack rocks.
Yeah. We'll make it blue.
GMO free.
Just like Chia Pets. Only instead of green, we'll just food color them. They'll be black. They'll be black Chia Pets. And you can have them like Michael Jackson. And
all right. We have Round Mountain Bob wanting to chime in.
Bob, you're on the air.
Are you there, Bob?
Bob.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Bob.
This is Bill.
Oh, Bill. Bill.
Oh, Bill. I'm sorry. Well, we're Bob.
Okay, Round Mountain Bob just lost his place in line. Go ahead, Bill.
All right,
okay,
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Listen, I just finished a book that I think that everybody ought to take a look at anyhow. It's by Dinesh D'Souza. It's called The Big Lie.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't read it yet.
It just came out last month. I picked it up at the library, and I've read a bunch of them over there, and it really gets into this anti-fascist and the fascist and goes way back. It starts from back with FDR and
the New Deal?
Pardon?
The FDR and the New Deal?
Yes.
Only
and
the
it
New
goes all the way up till to Trump here and explains what's going on with the leftists.
Well, see, the New Deal was actually the same as the Old Deal. You know, it's kind of like that Who song, the new boss is the same as the old boss, you know.
Well, it was closer to Mussolini's deal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and all they did was they freed everybody, except they just widened the plantation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it is. It really is true. I mean, the fact that the government is always the one that's always trying to control everything and everybody seems to be the word of the day.
Simple. You provide freedom by getting rid of anybody that wants it.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry.
All right, guys. I just want to let you know this is excellent.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, it couldn't be a divide and conquer strategy, could it?
But I think we're going back further in time. They've been lying for a long time. I mean, let's go way back, you know.
They've been at it for quite a while.
I think some of these guys have been lying since they figured out how to make words.
Well that's true. Yeah. There's always the you know, liars is, you know, not a good thing. But, you know, the people that believe the lies is almost even worse because you got to take the time to examine whether the lies are true or not and decide how you're going to run your life.
But they don't.
I've got one for the dictionary. And instead of BS, we can call it a fecal fallacy.
Hey.
Was that something I was supposed to bleep?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Never mind. I wonder if Black Lives Matter should be like Rainbow Lives Matter.
We have two more callers.
Does that mean you could be black, gay, Islamic, communist?
Well, we already have, like, what, 8 of them? Why not add a couple more on there, you know?
Yeah, those are all the good guys, but if you're But so you know, maybe we got to come up with something. We'll think about this. Terry's onto something. I'm gonna start writing. This,
and with that, we got a couple of
words here.
Callers. I'm not sure who we got. Who we got, Bob?
Round Mountain Bob is here this time.
Are you there, Bob? Hey, Bob. Hello.
Round Mountain Bob.
Oh. No, this is Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, how's it going this morning?
Oh, not Round Mountain Bob. No wonder I missed the cue.
Yeah.
Oh,
good morning,
go.
Billy Bob.
Hey, how are you guys? You guys are on a roll today. I'll tell you what, this Islamic racist, all this crap, I'll tell you what, no wonder we can't make meat of it. There's no sense, no common sense anywhere. And without common sense, there's going to be no solution. And I don't know what to do. Like I say, your radio program is enjoyable, very, very enjoyable, because you guys are funny. I think we should syndicate you and get you all over the country because you're that good. But anyway, what was my point? I can't remember now. all right.
There's just too much to go.
You can always call back, Bill.
No,
his point is we do a brilliant show.
You distract me. No, my point is that our local government, city council, there's board of supervisors, and with Terry, with the state of Jefferson, it is absolutely ridiculous how this county is staying away from obligating themselves to the commitment to support Jefferson, and that's absolutely ludicrous. And everybody's working so hard and trying to get this done, which we will get done.
Sure.
I mean, the state of Jefferson. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and plus the fact that you guys are doing a great job. So I'll listen.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean,
we were never asking permission in the first place.
What happened to We the People? That's
that's coming up at noon.
That's kind of like US stands for Us the Politicians.
Yeah. And the reason that Shasta County doesn't want to budge on anything to help the people is because these people, either in the front door or the back door, are making money hand over fist on the way the things that work, and who gives a damn if the public gets screwed? Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Look at Brent Weaver. What kind of person spends $100,000 to get a job that makes $100 a month, or $700 a month, or whatever it is? What do you think he's really there for? It ain't to make a difference, because he ain't changed nothing.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. This label is safe from the button, and it covers everybody that Billy Bob was talking about. They're all the reason they didn't, our county did not commit, because they are all obtuse, spineless snollygosters.
I think the new term for that is gangsta.
What?
I think the new term for snollygoster now is gangsta.
Yeah, gangsta. They're
gangsta.
So I'll say one more time, obtuse, spineless, snollygosters, and I think that covers it all well, and no need for the button, Bob. Have a good day, everybody.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
I think you just defined a jellyfish.
A spineless jellyfish.
Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily meets the requirements of obtuse, but yeah, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Well, Gary is our resident expert on the English language, of course.
Maybe if it was a black jellyfish, then it'd be obtuse.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, so let's you know, this whole dictionary thing has got me going here, because you just change the meaning of the word. So, you know, white now means, you know, racist. What about something like freedom? What does freedom mean now? It used to mean liberty, freedom, you know, free exercise of religion. Well, they're saying that we want less freedom and more government control.
Well, I think freedom and liberty are now referred to as anti-government radical.
Right. So it's crazy, but this is right out of 1984. This is the whole thing about change the meaning of all the words. You know, change the definitions and once you change the definitions of the words, they don't mean anything, and then you can say anything you want and not be held accountable, and you can change the thought process of society to be channeled into a narrative that fits your agenda.
Yeah.
It's kind of
everything is racist.
Everything is
racist. Yes, yeah. We are.
We'll take it to the top of the hour.
Yeah, but anyway, you've been listening to KCNR 1460, and you can call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
And hour two of Sovereign Minds is coming your way next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. America's ambassador to the United Nations is raising the prospect of U.S. military action against North Korea if that country continues its missile and nuclear tests. Nikki Haley says North Korea will be, quote, destroyed if it continues what she describes as reckless behavior. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster chimes in.
It really depends on how we see this threat continue to manifest itself and our judgment about how much time we have. We're out of road because in the past, the approach taken to the problem of North Korea and the Kim regime over decades has been to enter into long, drawn-out negotiations that then deliver an unsatisfactory agreement, an agreement that then the North Korean regime breaks.
He was a guest on Fox News Sunday. A second arrest in the British subway bombing. The man was picked up last night. Britain's National Health Service says all but one of the 29 people wounded in Friday's attack have been released from the hospital now. One person is still being treated for burns. An effort is underway in the Senate to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate cyber attacks during the last presidential election.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Lindsey Graham have introduced a bill to establish the National Commission on Cybersecurity of U.S. Election Systems. This proposed new commission would be comprised of experts selected by state election authorities as well as congressional leaders. It would be required to report on its findings to federal, state, and local governments. The sponsors say the commission is urgently needed to prevent foreign threats in the 2018 midterm elections.
SRN's Linda Kenyon. Demonstrators are expected to reconvene this afternoon near St. Louis for a third day of protests following the acquittal of a white former police officer in the fatal shooting in 2011 of a black man. Ex-officer Jason Stockley cleared of first-degree murder charges. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month, and got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Massachusetts pharmacist who oversaw the rooms where tainted drugs that caused the deadly meningitis outbreak were made is heading to trial now. Glenn Shin was supervisory pharmacist at the now-closed New England Compounding Center in Framingham. He faces up to life in prison if convicted of all counts of second-degree murder and under federal racketeering law. Shin heads to trial Tuesday on charges in the 2012 fungal meningitis outbreak that killed 76 people and sickened hundreds more. Experts say prosecutors have a stronger case against him than they did against pharmacy co-founder Barry Cadden, who was given a 9-year prison sentence back in June. Friends and family of Dick Gregory gathered yesterday at a Maryland church in the suburbs of the nation's capital to celebrate the life of the comedian and activist. Gregory broke racial barriers in the 1960s using his humor to spread messages of social justice. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Atlanta has tested a self-driving car on one of its busiest streets.
The test on North Avenue, the city's bustling midtown area, means Atlanta has become one of the largest urban areas in the world to test autonomous vehicles. The aim, to demonstrate how such a vehicle would navigate in real-world traffic. The Tesla vehicle made multiple trips along an approximately one-mile route as members of the media rode along. Tesla was not officially involved with the exercise.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, September the 17th, and a birthday for some notable people. Senator Charles Grassley, the Iowa Republican, is 84 years old today. Retired U.S. Marine General Anthony Zinni turned 74. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson has 72 candles on his cake, and comedian Rita Rudner is 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I like that song. And it reminds me of a quote, I believe it's from Bob Dylan, that says, be careful that you don't become the thing that you hate the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we are talking about here. This racism can go both ways. And we have discovered, and we've figured out that we need to add to the anti-white dictionary. It's going to be the anti-white dictionary. Okay. The first one that we've got here is ignorant. That's ignorant. And what the definition of ignorant is you disagree with me.
Okay.
Supremacist opposes white genocide. Hater opposes white genocide. Racist opposes white genocide. Bigot opposes white genocide. Anti-fascist. Fascist, anti-white. Tolerant. Foaming at the mouth with hate for opponents of white genocide. Love. Hate for all things white. Love for white genocide. Justice, the anti-white way or the highway. Minority, any one of the world's non-white majorities. Indigenous, anyone except white people. White privilege, the right to remain silent when facing white genocide. no borders. Tibet for the Tibetans, white countries for everyone. Race mixing. Africa for Africans, Asians for Asian, white countries for everyone. Progress, white genocide. Multiculturalism, white genocide. Diversity, white genocide. Political correctness, white genocide. Open-minded, open to new ways to commit white genocide. Sensitivity training. Training to be insensitive to white genocide and anti-racist is anti-white. Now, of course, we are poking fun at this, but, gee, think about all of those things I just said for a second. Does that seem like what we're talking about? And be careful that you don't become the thing that you say you hate the most.
Okay, well, if somebody that never has met me refers to me as oppressing them and being responsible for all of their ills and I'm a racist and a bigot, they're making a preconceived assumption based on the color of my skin, which is the definition of racism.
Well, I've known you quite a while, and I don't think it's preconceived.
Ouch! No kidding.
Ouch!
Wow!
Well, I was kidding.
Ouch!
I didn't mean it that way.
That would have hurt my feelings if I had any.
If I had any.
So you have a little thicker skin than someone just calling you a name and disrupting your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Let me go on there for a second. It's kind of like, kind of like.
You should have seen the looks on both their faces. It was pretty good, guys.
It's kind of, remember when Joe Pesci in The Goodfellas?
He says, "Oh, what am I, a clown?
What do you think? How do you think I'm funny?
What do you mean?
Because you're a funny guy.
Funny like a clown.
Funny like how?
Oh."
I almost had him.
Almost.
Okay, let's get on to some real news here.
Oh, we have Dick Wilkinson who's
I'm sorry.
Patiently holding through the news.
Let's get Dick on.
Good morning, Dick. How are you? Are you there, Dick?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dick.
Hello.
Hey,
what you got?
Morning.
Hey, I've been listening to this racism, whiteness business. And I'm thinking that I think God really likes whiteness because why else would he cover hundreds of square miles of snow every winter with beautiful white snow?
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay, we don't have black snow. It's always white snow.
Snow is now racist.
Snow is racist. Thus the term.
Was that a racist comment?
Thus the term snowflake.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Wouldn't black snow be polluted and responsible for climate change?
No, the white snow is. Don't you know that?
Oh. I can't keep up anymore.
I know. It's hard.
Hmm. I don't think I want to keep up anymore.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the record. Sorry.
Meat Muppets, as far as the eye can see.
The record Fleshlight.
USA Today, Reading edition.
Oh, yeah, it's not the record. Oops, sorry. It's not the record. I can't even say it anymore. Fleshlight.
Try it. Meat Muppet, it's easy.
It's much easier.
Moore will be Reading's highest paid police chief. Now, here's the insanity. I don't even know Mr. Moore. He's probably a great police guy. He's local. You know, he's got the same name as Jub 007.
But not the good one.
Not the good one.
Da-da-da-da. No, oh. But how insane is it that we pay this guy this kind of money?
But you remember back when they said that's the only way we can get people to do their job the best was to pay them so much money that they would make them.
Do these guys not have a freaking clue down there about the kind of debt we're in? Let's just keep paying everybody bigger salaries. That'll solve the problem.
Well, isn't that what the Democrats' plan was, you know, after 2008? We're going to spend our way out of debt.
Yeah. While we counterfeit money in the background and loan it to everybody in a debt-based monetary system that fails every single time.
Every time.
Yeah, in fact, I have the stats on that. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's remember, a sure bet.
Yeah, remember, unemployment boosts the economy. Remember?
So,
wasn't that what Nancy said?
Here's the stats. Since 1500, a whopping 617 fiat currencies have become worthless. About a quarter of those was due to hyperinflation. This message from history is very clear. No fiat currency has lasted forever. Eventually, they all fail. And today, they're all made of paper, backed by nothing. So it's 100% failure rate in a debt-based system. But it has this booming effect going in, where
it's got a boom at the end, too.
Yeah.
A kaboom.
And that's part of this whole mindset with these government officials.
Where's the earth-shattering kaboom?
Yeah, it's coming. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm looking at the stats and the salaries for Reading police chiefs, and it's like, and then there's a cast of characters here. We've got Leonard Modi, Peter Hansen. That used to be a group. Paletti.
Oh, it did, didn't it? The Hansen
brothers. The Hansen brothers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got all these guys, and the salary just keeps elevating up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, we can't even afford to hire new police officers.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So this guy's making, $14,000 a month? That's not overpay, is it? That's not an inflated salary. That's not too much, is it? What's the average wage in Reading? The average medium income, $43,000?
I don't even think it's that high in Reading.
Yeah, I think it's in the 30s now.
Yeah.
So 2 months as opposed to... Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know, I mean, we thought it was bad when Modi was making $11,000 a year. We thought that was outrageous.
A month, not a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. A month. Some people don't even have $11,000 a year to live on.
By the way, which he's going to be collecting his pension on top of his board of supervisors' pension.
Yeah.
Hmm. A couple other things.
So.
All right. For the medium income wage in Reading, $43,773.
So I was pretty much spot on.
Is what it say. Now, I'm not sure, you know, it could be. That's what they're saying.
Decent salary 15 years ago.
$43,000. I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but like, you know, I went to the grocery store there in Shasta Lake City, and I wanted to buy some cheese. Did you know that if you get two?
That's because somebody moved the cheese, so it got expensive.
Well, I was actually
going to
buy my own cheese. Do you realize that two little bricks of Tillamook cheese are over $30?
Well, that's not in part to the cows demanding $15 an hour, is it?
That's because they're happy cows in California.
Yeah, they're tired of this bullshit.
Fecal fallacy.
I'm sorry.
Fecal fallacy.
Good grief. Twice in one show?
There's some.
Wasn't me this time.
Somebody stop me! Sorry.
Poor Bob.
You can't use the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Even if it has bull in front of it.
So there's no such thing as bull shirts? Or bull shops.
He was on his way to the bathroom.
you're gonna make him fall out of his chair. Don't pick on Bob. He's good.
Pick on poor Bob.
How about a bull Sherpa?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an insult to Sherpas. Them guys work
Try
for
to
them.
Control yourselves while I answer the phone here.
Try.
A bull ship?
KC. Nope, not going there either.
Nope.
That's a ship full of bulls.
Yeah, several thoughts came to mind, none of which I can get away with.
So, can you say a bull ship and hold your tongue with your fingers? And
try saying pirate ship.
Pirate ship and hold your tongue.
Yeah.
Sorry,
right, fortunately, that won't be necessary. We have Nick on the phone to rescue us.
Oh, hey. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Nick at time, Nick.
I'm good. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, when you factor in the average medium salary for Reading or Shasta County at $43,000, you got to remember that Roger Moore's salary is in on that.
Yeah.
It's just part of the average. If you took all the state and... county and city workers out of that, I think our average wage should drop down to around 20,000.
Yeah, yeah, right, I totally believe it.
The
last
numbers I looked at, and it's been a while, but it was in the low 30s, like 32, 34, once you factor out government wages.
Well, I'm surprised it's that high. Hey, I had an idea yesterday. You know, I was rolling around about getting a jail and this and that, and I think I commented that I've talked to many, many people, probably a couple hundred, and asked if they would support as much as a one-cent tax if the money was solely for a jail. And I'm convinced that it would pass with a two-thirds majority. That would dictate
easily
that it has to go to a jail. But then I got the thought thinking that, you know, we could do it with a simple majority. If we put the jail in Anderson, we damn sure don't trust the Board of Supervisors or the City Council up here in Reading, but I think we probably do down in Anderson, don't we?
Interesting thought.
Yeah, we don't need the City of Reading to be involved.
That's right. Well, you know, they need to see sell some of their excess property, and on top of that, they put the most people in jail. You know, I mean, the Reading police arrest the majority of the people.
I hear they have a business park out there by the airport they're trying to sell.
Yeah, well, you know what? They really handicapped the economy when the city of Reading decided they were businessmen. Everything they've done's a failure. Look at Big League Dreams,
yeah,
Turtle Bay, and the Stillwater Business
that's
Park.
That's why in private practice or private you know, world here, you actually have to be responsible for the money you spend. That's why, you know, when in the private sector, you know, that's where the businesses should be operated, because they have their own money at risk, and so they're much more careful about running the numbers.
You know, I was at the city council meeting when they did a big to-do about the strawberry place buying a lot out there at Stillwater, and they just act like they had a heck of an accomplishment.
Well,
the wisdom
let's
of building
this
business park.
If the city of Reading and the city council and the planning department and the permit people hadn't jumped on every business like a drunk high school kid on his prom date, maybe Stillwater could have done something.
You've certainly got a point there. My wife gets on Facebook, and there's a gal, and I can't remember her name, but she gets on there and brought to my attention a website I hadn't been aware of. It's called itmatterswhereyoustand.com. And if you want updates on Lavoie Finnegan or what's going on down in Bunkerville and the trials at Nevada, that's where to go. Itmatterswhereyoustand.com.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate that.
Readout News is also an excellent source, as is John Lamb.
Hey, I hope you guys have a good rest of the day. Thank
you.
You
too. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Bye.
It matters where you stand. I was typing that in as we were speaking. Well, with that, let's talk about the article in the Sacramento Bee.
We got to go to a break. So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Bay.
Citizens of Reading, have you had enough yet? Having your neighbors, family members, or yourself being physically harassed, abused, or stolen from must have you thinking enough is enough. Send the message that we cannot wait any longer. Sign the petitions that will let the voters shift the direction and future of our community. Signature gathering will be available at 3 locations on Tuesday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the vacant Raley's on Hartnell, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center. San Francisco Deli, 2395 Athens Avenue, and 3276 Bocelli Lane, the Country Club Shopping Center. Let Tuesday, the 19th of September, be the day you started to make shift happen in your community. ShastaCountyUnited.com. Make the effort to register because transparency and accountability matter.
Winter is approaching, and it's important to know that SST Oil, locally owned and operated, sells and services Toyotomi kerosene heaters and Toyotomi water heaters. They also service and sell parts for your kerosene stoves. Right now, you can get 20% off your maintenance schedule through the end of September. Call SST Oil for an appointment today at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. That's SST Oil for your heating fuel needs.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
This is Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Have you considered how to plan for the high costs of long-term care during your retirement? People are living longer than ever, and caring for a parent or spouse can cost over $60,000 per year. Medicare does not cover long-term care, and Medi-Cal requires depleting most of your assets. The state can even put a lien on your home. These costs have hurt many people's retirement plans and robbed the assets away from their loved ones. Join me for a unique seminar on planning for the high cost of long-term care Thursday, September 21st at 12:30 noon at Tortilla Flats. Learn about long-term care and how you can protect your assets. Learn how to get a tax deduction for long-term care insurance. Call 244-PLAN, that's 244-7526, to join me for a free presentation on planning for long-term care. Call 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to theadvicecenter.com.
California Life License 0B85106.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer.
We're off on the Guardians of the Galaxy this morning.
It's Jay and the White Americans.
Jay and the White Americans. Can we say that? Or is that still
racist?
Is that bullshit?
Stop messing with me.
Boy. Well, come a little bit closer because we got stuff.
We're shifting.
The next week, Bob's going to come through the door and he's going to have his gi on. And he's going to show us some Shaolin moves. It'll be like a double flip with a spinning, flying crescent kick and hit the button.
Mm-hmm. We need to get him one of those clickers like Jeopardy.
If you're going to say words like shift or make shift happen, enunciation is very important.
Shirt.
Yes. All of that.
Okay. I'll try to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Speaking of bullshift.
can we not do that?
Sorry. No.
Oh, boy. Public Works from two more towns expected to lose their CalPERS pensions. I know.
Including our neighbors over in Trinity County.
Wow, I would have never thought this was ever going to happen.
One of the most resistant boards of supervisors that we ran into that just, we were full of it, didn't know what we were talking about, and we were crazy. And
what were we full of, shirts?
Yes.
Sheets?
Something.
Well, I have to buy new sheets today, just so you know.
I'm not going to say a word about that one. Well, just leave that one alone.
I suppose white sheets are out of the question.
They might be beige. I don't think they sell black sheets, though.
Better not be cotton.
Because you wouldn't want to be the black sheet of the family, would you?
Does that mean the... Well, wait a minute. What about Egyptian cotton?
I want, like, you know, 2,000 count...
Yeah, does that mean the higher the thread count, the worse it is?
I don't know. Hmm.
Can one sheet be more racist than another?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Of course, if you're on a CalPERS pension, you're not going to be buying anything.
No, because, let's see, I think you're going to take it in the shorts.
Here we go again. Tidy whities.
Sorry about that. Excuse me. It appears... Then in Trinity County, five current and former employees will see their promised pension slashed by 70%. I know. Wow. And I feel sorry for these people. Don't get me wrong. Too. You know, they have been, this is going to screw over so many people in the public sector. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's coming to a town near you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And it is what it is. Meanwhile, they should be one of the richest counties based off of their trillions of dollars sitting in timber stocks that they are not allowed to touch and they have to sit watch burn every year to no beneficial use whatsoever.
Well, it's because cutting trees is environmentally racist, isn't it?
No.
They don't grow back, do they?
Yes, actually, they do. And another thing, most spotted owls live in dead trees.
Yeah, they don't live in old growth forests like they told us?
No.
Liars!
Yeah, liars.
Yeah, they don't. These guys don't lie, do they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And there's no owls left.
There's no owls left.
Yeah.
Hmm. Nylands, I guess is how it's pronounced. Nylands, five beneficiaries. Where's Nyland at? I don't even have any idea. Is that Imperial County or someplace?
I'm not sure where Nyland is.
Yeah, it says East San Gabriel, so it's got to be down south.
Yeah, more rural folks getting the shaft.
Yeah, and so they will lose 92% of their 100%, you know, to 100%. 92 to 100% cut in their pensions. Let's see, last time I checked, 100% was everything.
He might have to explain that to CalPERS, though, because they're a little shaky on their math.
Yeah, because 100% isn't really 100%. It's actually, you know, not 100% because if it was 100%, you'd lose everything. And that's impossible, isn't it?
And not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
And how long have we been telling people this is coming?
I don't know, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
You know, I remember. I can remember somebody telling me specifically, "You're a Chicken Little." And then I showed her. I actually typed into Google and said, "The sky is falling," and I got, and it was,
and it is,
and it has,
and it's landing on good people
now.
Exactly, Bob. Exactly.
Wow. So, let's see. Nyland owes $200,000 cover costs. Trinity County, $1.6 million, has asked CalPERS for a 30-year no-interest payment plan to cover the termination fee. So, they're bailing out of CalPERS, I guess, because they figure, this sucks.
Yeah. We're going to go bankrupt.
We're going bankrupt, and these guys are stealing all of our money and squandering it and putting it into funds that, you know, think that climate change is better than a fiduciary obligation to the people that are giving you the funds so they have a retirement.
Exactly.
Let's invest in Iranian oil wells. That will pay off.
Solyndra, there's a winner. Yeah.
There's a good one.
Yeah. Hmm.
I wonder if, you know, it's like, yeah, I know the, I can only think of one stock that have done better than Solyndra. Let's go with Enron.
Yes.
You know, because they're a safe and secure company.
Yeah. Yeah, let's divest from the only stocks in the portfolio that are doing any good to invest in green power boondoggles that have never generated a profit ever.
The new investment strategy, I understand, is called the Bernie Madoff plan. It's supposed to be well.
Is that Madoff Municipal?
Yeah, it's it's by Ponzi.
Oh, okay.
You know that one.
That works out well for Ponzi.
Yeah, Ponzi's doing really well. Madoff, not so much.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, grief.
You got, where's my baseball down there at city council? Everything's fine.
Yeah, I just want to live in a community that has a professional baseball team.
Muppet.
Are we making fun of them? You bet your bippy we are.
They
deserve every bit of this crap. So, where should we go from here? Well, I don't know.
Well, usually when you hit the bottom, there's only one way to go.
Yeah, up.
Yeah, if you're still alive.
Let's buy Bitcoin.
It ain't the fall that kills you. It's usually a sudden stop at the end.
I don't know. Let's play that Chad Prather thing, and let's go there. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the marketing conditions here in the last half hour and see where that is going as well. So go ahead and cue that one up, Bob. And this is Chad Prather, remembering 9/11.
Well, I guess we don't need free speech anymore, especially not when feelings are at stake. Now, look, I want to know, who's raising this weak-minded, soft-shell, snack-pack generation of kids that can't handle even the softest things in life? I'm a little ticked. I'm sorry. Southern Methodist University has stated that the annual 9/11 memorial of placing 3,000 little flags on the campus Dallas Hall lawn must be moved because it could be, and I quote, triggering to students. That's right. The fringe with all the benefits says the little flags on the ground may possibly offend people. I don't know how we've come to this day and age whereby people find their identity in things that offend or make them uncomfortable. Now, in their statement, SMU said the university respects the rights of all the members of the SMU community to express their opinions. Good. It goes on to say that the university also respects the right of all the members of the community to avoid messages that are triggering, harmful, or harassing. I can't make it up. They're harassed by small American flags. Here we are, folks. 21st century America, we have got a major university that wants to shield individuals from things that offend them, such as the American flag. You know what I wish they would have shielded me from that was offensive in college was chemistry and calculus, but I promise you it never crossed my mind to get upset over a flag. Okay, dear God, in heaven, this generation of so-called progressive activists making the entire world into a safe space. You are formally educated, yet you lack intelligence. You are spoiled rotten, and 70% of you have been misled, misguided, pampered, babied, and expect the world to take care of you. And that's why you love charlatans like Bernie Sanders. Because in your mind, the world is a free place, where the word free has been replaced by the phrase government-funded, and you think you deserve it all. It's real cute. It really is, until it's not. And I guess your arts and humanity courses don't help you understand a whole lot about economics. But nonetheless, you think you deserve it all, including your right to protest any and everything that is precious to the majority of hardworking Americans, with tried values that serve a purpose. You've been spoon-fed your entire lives. You've had your butts kissed rather than whipped by parents and teachers alike. You've gotten trophies, stickers, gifts, and cash for everything from losing a tooth to a good report card. So you don't think you should do anything in life unless you receive a reward or attention for it. You honestly think you deserve to be successful and ridiculously believe that working 9-to-5 is going to help you get there. It's a generation that can't handle criticism. You're appalled by strangers like me with a strong, articulate opinion on the internet that just so happen to tell you the truth, and you think the world owes you something just for being alive. Now, here's the problem. In 15 years, you're going to discover that you are incapable of being a self-sustaining adult. Sorry, but it's true. You actually believe the path to greatness is found in following the crowd rather than going against the grain and being an individual. You'd rather surf the web than do work, and who wouldn't? But the problem is you expect to be rewarded for it. My dog has more discipline than you, and he's 12 weeks old. You know why? I don't put him in time out. Here's the real problem. Major institutions like our universities are rewarding your stupidity. Now, nobody on the planet cares about your feelings of offendedness. Literally nobody. The only reason your school pretends to is because of your parents' money. Now, I understand and applaud that there are many young people across this country that have a great ethic value system and understand how the world works. But there's a chance you're not it. Now, if you're triggered and offended by a memorial to 9/11, then you need to get your life together and grow up. Now, maybe you're too young to remember bodies falling out of the sky and the Pentagon on fire as Twin Towers fell. Those little flags that offend you, they represent lives. They represent lives, damn it. The lives of people who simply went to work one day or got on an airplane with no thought of an attack and a disaster that was about to happen to them that morning. We watched it on TV as thousands of souls entered into eternity, and then the TVs went blank, and we cried. It triggered us. We came together as a nation and we wept. And now we choose to remember it and it offends you. Well, you offend me. And if that saying that rubs you the wrong way, then you need to turn around and get rubbed right. I'm sorry, but you got a problem. I love you. God bless. But we got to make a change.
I think...
You can't handle the truth.
I think I couldn't have said that any better.
Yeah.
It's the truth. So, with that, let's move on. We've got Poland, you know, demanding that Germany, you know, pay them reparations. Poland demands $1 trillion from Germany for World War II reparations because Poland is reacting to demands by Germany to accept refugees, most of whom are not refugees but immigrants seeking European welfare. Does that sound familiar? Immigrants seeking welfare. Polish government has responded by asking for $1 trillion in reparations for World War II. I'm thinking they probably have a case.
maybe a small one.
You know, it's like the reparations for the Civil War. You know, I always crack up about that one because it's like, okay, white people need to pay reparations. Okay, should we? But how do we separate the guys that actually fought to free everybody? Because, you know, the Irish Brigade, man.
Yeah.
You know? So we need to trace our lineage back to those guys because those guys actually died to save everybody and to save the Union as well as to end slavery.
So if I lost an ancestor on the North, do black people owe me reparations? Because if they hadn't been slaves, then my ancestors wouldn't have died?
That's what I'm talking about. But that's Whitey thinking.
Yeah.
See, that's Whitey coming out in you, man. What you have to understand is that you were supposed to free them anyway because it was your fault that they were there in the first place.
Of course, I'll see that money about the time Al Sharpton pays taxes.
About the time Jesse Jackson tells the truth. Anyway, this is actually a true story. You know, there is little chance of this happening, actually, but it's mostly a move to blunt the immigration issue is what the Poland. It's funny. If you look at a map of Europe and you look where all of the terrorist attacks have happened, it's interesting that none of them are in Poland because Poland has refused to accept any immigrants. I know, just a coincidence that all of the other ones that brought in all the immigrants are having terrorist attacks, except Poland, and I think there's one other one. But that couldn't be because they're directly related to the immigration, is it?
No, merely coincidental.
I think that would be a racist statement because even if it's factual, we need to talk about white genocide instead.
Well, it's your fault. It's been your fault since the second you were born white.
So what are you saying? I'm funny?
Yeah.
How am I funny? I want you to know how am I funny. Tell me how I'm funny. Do I look funny? Okay.
Get the button ready, Bob.
Stay in your lane.
Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back with the last 15 minutes, and then we'll see what else we got on the plate here before the end of the show.
If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something else.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
bomb, ba 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 dang, 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 ba ding, and all, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 ba dang, 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 ba ding, and all, ding, boom.
Yeah, anyway, a couple of stories that we got to get to. We got about 10 minutes left, and we've got one here. Is a study funded by the U.S. Center for Disease Control will be published in Medical Journal Vaccine, and it seems that there's a 400% increase in spontaneous abortions, miscarriages among pregnant women who receive a flu vaccine 2 years in a row. Flu shots contain mercury, potent neurotoxins.
So surprising, isn't it?
That's the next thing that California's going to make mandatory then, probably.
Yeah, because it's FDA approved, don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no big drug companies behind all these things and making sure that they're getting rich while we get sick.
Yeah.
So this new research confirms the truth about vaccines. Natural News is a place you can go to pick up some of these stories. And the fact that they caused this stuff and a 400% increase should be alarming to anybody who is going to get shots from flus, whether it's flu shots or, you know, all these other shots that we
any
talk about.
Any type of shots.
Well, it's just a shot that kills unborn fetuses. I'm sure it doesn't cause any harm to adults.
Yeah.
Just like vaccines.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But we
safe.
Have to have them. Yeah. Don't you know that?
It's science, you know. Yeah.
Well,
they don't have a hidden agenda on this at all.
I wanted you to weigh in.
Money.
I know.
Money. Lots of money.
Well, I got some stuff to talk about money, but I wanted you to weigh in a little bit on this Trump-Democrat collusion crap.
Oh, well, it just, you know, Trump is actually sitting down and negotiating with lead Democrats trying to actually get Congress legislating again, because after 8 years under Obama, we didn't have a Congress anymore. We didn't have three parties, you know, with checks and balances. Basically, we had a de facto tyrant sitting in the White House passing any executive order they wanted and going in and around our government. So our new president is actually trying to restore the American system. The rhinos sitting in Congress, the Republicans who first said, oh, well, we need control of the House, and got control of the House and did nothing. Oh, well, we need the Senate, got control of the Senate and did nothing. Oh, we need the White House, have the White House, still done nothing.
Yeah.
Except
Look at Obamacare. Look what they did. For 7 years, they promised that they were going to overturn Obamacare, and then they voted against it.
Yeah. And then have the gall and the assumption that the American people are too stupid to figure out what's going on to resist and fight this president at every step. The people, you know, the president that the people of this country chose overwhelmingly, you know, and for them to fight that. So Trump, being Trump, is finding a way and is negotiating with the Democrats to go around him. And these people are just incensed.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. Oh, he's a traitor to the party. You idiots haven't done anything in going on 10 years. You have done more harm to this country than Barack Obama ever tried to do.
Status quo.
You don't even understand the Constitution. When you're called out on it, you insult your constituents.
Yeah, that's same.
You people are cancer.
Same old crap.
Back to the money.
Yeah. These country clubs.
They're not corrupt, are they? They're not corrupt, are they?
They're up to their eyeballs, swimming in filthy money. And they sit there and they do nothing, and then they pat us on the head and tell us, oh, you just don't get it, good little boy and girl.
Yeah. You're too dumb.
Yeah. So good for Trump. I'm glad that he's putting the ball back in Congress's court. I'm glad that he's getting negotiations going. I'm glad that our government's moving back to the systems of checks and balances, and that the damn Republicans won't get on board. Get out.
I don't know. I mean, the worm is turning. Things are changing. Hopefully we can drain all the swamps. So, go ahead.
I guess we got a caller on the line. You have to be real quick, Sydney. What can we do for you?
Okay. My favorite battle in the Bible is from 2 Chronicles 20 with King Jehoshaphat. And it boils down to, if we inquire of the Lord and pray and fast, that he will help us, and take up our positions, meaning Mark Baird and everybody that's fighting for the state of Jefferson and city council and government, that the battle is God's, and he will fight it. If we take up our positions and stand firm, we will see the deliverance the Lord will give us. And he says, don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them, and the Lord will be with you. And so we are to give thanks to the Lord forever. And I just hear, you know, a lot of discouragement. And God is the one who laughs at the wicked and scoffs at them. So we don't have to do that. I encourage all radio hosts to just keep driving the truth.
That's what we're doing.
And then the enemy will listen, and God's going to fight the enemy, and he even says the enemy will destroy themselves.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Hey,
amen.
Thanks for the comments, Signe.
You're welcome.
And
bye.
I'm not discouraged. I'm pissed.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I'm spoiling for a fight.
That's where I'm at. So I want to go through this.
I've had it.
I want to go through this a little bit of global reset information. Does anybody think that we are in recovery still? we've got problems worldwide on the world stage, the economics, everything. And I just kind of want to go through the 10 things that you should be aware of and why you need to get into hard assets. You know, whether it's, property or, paintings or vintage automobiles or, gold and silver, things like that. The current state of the global economy with trade imbalances, deficit spending, derivatives, these levels are all unprecedented in history. As the worldwide debt levels are completely being blown out of the water, we got the total derivatives exceeding 1.2 quadrillion. There's a bubble in bonds, real estate, and in the stock market. And, gee, if you're anywhere near those assets when this thing starts to tumble.
Well, we've been in a trade war. The Cold War ended, and we moved to a trade war, and Bill Clinton bent over and handed the keys to the shop to the enemy. And we've been taking it in the shorts ever since. And these guys in Congress, whose job it is, won't protect us as long as they get to wet their beaks in the pool of money.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, the world has formed a new monetary system every 30 or 40 years. We're way overdue. The gold and silver come with a central bank guarantee. In a desperate attempt to stem the crisis, government officials around the globe will flood the world with currency and push the purchasing power of gold and silver exponentially higher. In other words, if we start to hyperinflate because they keep counterfeiting money, the hard assets will go up in value. There's no question. This time is different than all the other times we've seen it. We've seen...
No, it's not.
No, do you know why this time is different? Because it's global. It's not isolated.
A lot of people don't know that.
You know,
we've seen that before, the Great Depression, World War One, World War Two.
But we've never seen a system where every 99.9% of the central banks in the world are counterfeiting money with no backing. You've never seen that before. That's why this is different, and that's why the bubble is getting bigger and bigger. 1 minute?
Yep.
Oh, we got
right down to the end.
Anyway, I sleep better at night just knowing that I don't have all my money invested in the stock market and in the bond market and in real estate. So, anyway.
Absolutely.
I think we're about down to the end of it here. So,
if you're a student of history, you know the way that economic collapses end and what they end in.
Yep.
Well, not good.
No.
So, we'll see. I think we can be optimistic. You need to be prepared out there. You need to understand what happens in a crisis, something similar to, what happened in Florida recently. You might want to have a little things, a few things stocked up, food and a few things like that, because when this bubble pops, and bubbles, these bubbles, they historically pop in, October 29, 89. October seems to be the marked month, so yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I would be prepared anyway in the event that we have a major problem in the economic system.
And we're to the end once again.
That's right. You are born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North Side.
Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The United States Embassy in Paris says diplomatic staff in France is in contact with French authorities about the acid attack on four American women. An embassy spokesman said Sunday that the U.S. consulate in the southern port city of Marseille is communicating with French officials about the attack at Marseille's main train station. The spokesman says U.S. authorities are not immediately commenting further on what happened to protect the privacy of the American tourist in their 20s. A second arrest is made in last Friday's terrorist bombing of that commuter train in Britain.
A brief press notice from the Met